This is an example of a textbook aortic waveform. Now, there are certain clinical situations, which we will discuss later, that can cause you to not have this exact type of waveform. However, we should see this type of aortic waveform for most physiologic assessments. If we do not see this type of waveform, then we need to start the troubleshooting process to see if there is an issue or if it is a normal variant for the patient given their clinical situation. There are four areas in this waveform that are important for us to pay attention to. Number one, the first portion is the upslope of the waveform. It should have an aggressive appearance, going upward from the diastole to peak systole. There are a few clinical scenarios that can affect this portion of the waveform, such as aortic stenosis, hyperobstructive cardiomyopathy or HOCM, and a few other clinical scenarios. Number two, during peak systole, before the valve closes, you should have a nice rounded appearance of the waveform. If this is not occurring, then we could have several items affecting the waveform, such as pulsus bisferens, aortic stenosis, aortic regurgitation, or guide catheter hitting the artery. The third portion is the presence of a clearly distinguishable dicrotic notch. This is very important, and there are only a few clinical / procedural factors that limit this, such as aortic regurgitation, aortic stenosis, the wire introducer being left in, hemostatic device not closed all the way, dampening of the aortic waveform caused by contrast in the guide or the guide catheter not being positioned appropriately. And number four, the downslope of the aortic waveform should appear gradual. If the patient has aortic regurgitation, this may appear very abrupt as observed in portion number one of the waveform.